peace.
هرکس رضایت چنین خدایی را تحصیل کند.
Those who seek the approval of this God will never have fear or concerns.
البته رضایت خدا در اطاعت خداست.
Most certainly, to seek God's approval, one must follow Him.
اطاعت خدا یعنی
Following God means to respect the rights of others.
یعنی احترام و محبت به دیگران.
To render respect and kindness to others.
یعنی اخلاق و رفتار نیک و شایسته.
To engage in pious acts and behaviors.
یعنی یاد خدا.
To remember God.
اطاعت خدا یعنی خیر
Following God means wanting the best for all others. To invite them to good and to tell them to refrain from bad. Insecurity happens when remembrance of God and following Him is weakened. When a group are not satisfied about their rights, they will become aggressors. And when the rights of another group of people and another land and other people's resources are usurped, insecurity arises. When the boundaries of people is broken, insecurity is robbed from them. That's when the threats of arms and nuclear arms overshadows the tranquility that mankind had before. Insecurity prevails. And when security is taken away,
شکوفایی استعدادها
the talents are no longer flourished.
نشاط و سرزندگی جای
the happiness and joy of life is replaced by fear.
ناامنی مانع
Insecurity
حرکت
prevents
تکاملی بشر است.
Man's progressive development.
ناامنی بشریت
and
را از بستر کمال
distorts man's vision from achieving its sublime path goal.
دوستان من.
My friends.
انسان موجودی الهی است.
Man is a divine creature.
و استعداد حرکت به سمت بی‌نهایت زیبایی.
It has the talent to move towards the indefiniteness of beauty, of joy and greatness.
مسیر انسانی حرکت از ظلمت به
نور. The human path is a movement from darkness to light.
حقیقت عالم پاک است.
The truth of the world of this universe is pure and the creator of the world is free of all forms of lies and deceits and oppression. The right path is the path to piety. Lies are incompatible with the truth of mankind and with the adjectives that the divine Lord has given us for humanity. Lies are an incorrect reflection of the reality and a reflection of those behavior of the liars and the way they think.
Lies have nothing to do
with the divine spirit of mankind. Lies deviate thoughts and lead to judgments and that weaken the truth and deviate man's path. Therefore, lies and deceits are in fact a form of oppressing mankind. We are all against that form of oppression, of oppression of all sorts, powers or create insecurity and impose it on the world. And disable him from flourishing his talents. Commit the highest forms of oppression by disallowing that man, not allowing man to move from this material world up to the divine, to the heavens. So from a divine perspective as well as from a humane perspective, insecurity, violence, terror are all
و نقض حقوق فردی و جمعی
نیست. Are not all simple challenges or perhaps one oppression or deviation from the collective rights of individuals and people. That is not just simply the case.
بلکه ناامنی
Rather it goes broader. That level of insecurity is oppressing mankind in its totality.
خشونت‌های قومی
tribal violences, ethnic violences imposed by the powerful groups, by the oppressors, is in fact a form of oppressing mankind altogether. Of course, insecurity does not arise only through security activities or through police activities or through indirect means, but
ذهن‌ها نباید آلوده به چیزهایی شود
principally the mind should not be marred by
که او را در تفکر و تأمل
things that prevent
it
from thinking clearly and finding the true path the correct path
ماده‌گرایی
materialism
hedonism اخلاقی
engaging in immoral behavior
ذهن و روح و قلب بشر را
Mars the heart, spirit and thought of mankind and prevents it from thinking about pureness and piety and prevents man's joyous movement towards progress. This too is insecurity of a mind. In the teachings of the divine prophets these are what prevent man from growing.
در این منطق
in this logic
بیقیدی,
there are no principles rather there is a propensity to engage in corruption
و همه مظاهر آن
and all that it represents and that all hurts man's movement towards the sublime path and define a branch of insecurity of the mind and of the thought. We disagree with that. We do not like to see that prevail. And I think that to have a better world, our vision of how we look at mankind must change.
نگاه به حقوق انسان
We have to look at the rights of man
نیازهای انسان
The needs of mankind
و کرامت انسان
And the dignity of mankind
من فکر می‌کنم در برپایی
I believe in setting up a prosperous future
نقش رسانه‌ها بسیار
The role of the press is very important
رسانه‌ها نقش
The press plays
و اطلاع رسانی
a connecting role and it provides information and promotes can serve as a channel for promoting correct thinking the role of the press is to disseminate moral behavior to disseminate goodness purity honesty peace
امنیت,
security
و پیام‌های مثبت
and all positive messages that arise from that
بسیار بسیار مهم است
and this role is extremely significant
و خدای نکرده در انتشار
God forbid they must prevent the dissemination of hatred
و ناپاکی و
and impurity and insecurity
نقش آنها بسیار حساس است
for in that sense too they play a very sensitive role the press can be the voices of the divine prophets
یا خدای نکرده
for God forbid the voice of those who seek the worst and those who oppress humanity
زمان می‌گذرد و به تاریخ می‌آید
time will pass and join history
خوب است که همه ما
So it is best for all of us
صلح و امنیت و پاکی را به یادگار بگذاریم
To seek peace, security and purity and let that remain for posterity
البته بعضی قدرتمندان نمی‌گذارند
There are some powerful groups that do not allow that
تحقیر انسان
Their interests rest in belittling mankind
منافع اونها
Their interests rest in the unawareness of mankind Their interests rest in controlling the free flow of information Their interests rest on attacking and aggressing other nations and the rights of other people Their interests rest on producing weapons and to sell those weapons and arms
اما مسئولیت انسانی ما ایجاب می‌کند.
But our human responsibility requires us to reflect on the reality and truth as it is.
برای صلح و دوستی برای همه بشریت
باشیم. And to bring the message of peace and friendship for all humanity.
امیدوارم همه ما در انجام مسئولیت خود موفق باشیم.
I hope that we will all succeed in our efforts.
از ملاقات با شما بسیار خوشحالم.